This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Matt Bracken is a smart dude, former Navy SEAL, munitions expert, best-selling author. And what he said yesterday on the show was the first person to start saying that these bombs look fake. None of them went off. It looks like it is a total hoax. Well, now you've got the former deputy director of the FBI, assistant deputy director. You've got all these other bomb experts, even on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, saying this all looks fake. So next segment, he's going to be joining us. There's Matt Bracken right there getting ready. And we're going to go through this and then get his take on what's next, because I agree with him, especially in hindsight now, 48 hours into this fiasco starting. No one I know believes this. I had liberal women come up to me in an art supply place with my daughters last night and say, hey, we used to be big liberals and we still are socially, but you're right. This is so fake. You know, we saw them setting you up, saying you were going to cause violence, and now it's happening. I mean, it's the pre-programming. Trump's going to kill us. Alex is going to kill us. And then they all get mailed these plastic bombs that don't even have caps on them, that they're not even saying there's explosive in it. And it's just ridiculous. And it's all these politicos. But don't worry. It's also how they're blaming Matt Drudge on MSNBC. See, because they've been hitting me really hard. They're going to move on now to their real targets. Sure, I'm big. And we're effective because the audience is patriots. And you can get messages to the president. You can punch through. But they really don't like Matt Drudge. Okay. Can you imagine having the number two biggest website in the world, the largest news site in the world? And even though places like the New York Times admit half their traffic's from Drudge, they still hate him. And they lobby all over the news to have him shut down, saying, he links to stories. That's a campaign donation. Well, I almost agree with them. If I was Drudge, I know he's being fair. I wouldn't be like, I'm not telling Drudge what to do. But, you know, you got the Washington Post, the New York Times, all these places that are attacking Drudge. And I've made the point, that's really high road. When he links to them, even though they're trying to destroy him. But whatever. The point is that they're now moving on to their other targets, Trump and Drudge. Trump and Drudge. Because you couldn't have Trump without Drudge. And everything they see as underpinning Trump is being hacked away, hacked away, hacked away. And really the big news I'm going to cover in the third hour after Matt Bracken leaves us is the stock market plunging and how they admit, the Democrats admit they wanted to plunge it. And the Federal Reserve, that's private and foreign owned, 80% of it, is trying to raise interest rates to do it. And now it's working. And the left's like, how dare you say we shouldn't raise interest rates? Shut up. We'll show you. This economy's not going to be long lived. You know, that's a powerful compilation we ought to put together, not just of Bill Maher saying we need to have a depression to punish Trump and punish his supporters. Because as long as the good times are rolling and they see anti-globalist policies, you're bringing back some jobs to America, some oxygen back to the room. We got to get all the clips of the last 2 years. Because things started getting better right when he got elected. You can see the graphs where just boom, confidence is going down like this. And then suddenly it's like boom, boom, goes up. And they're trying to put the brakes on that right now. And it's so powerful. All the clips that I've seen, we played them here and there, but you'll have an economic person on there like, well, the economy's up, that's Obama's, or, well, it's up a little bit in the first quarter, but it'll go back down, and then about a year later, well, he's only had one quarter of growth, and the expert goes, well, actually, it's been four quarters of growth. You can just see them cheerleading and cheerleading and cheerleading and now getting excited. Oh, will this hurt him? And the Chinese stopped dumping stimulus into their stock market, which theirs is way down more than ours, which drug us down some. And the European Central Bank, privately owned, it's cut that as well. So they're doing everything to try to put the dampers on this. And to me, that's a huge scandal. Yeah, the whole thing's a bubble anyways. But when they're trying to pop the bubble in to hurt us and to make us think Trump did it? That's called economic terrorism, isn't it? Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
When some police guy says, you know, they appeared viable, the mainstream media runs that as they were viable bombs. Well, yeah, they appeared on the outside like it could be, but as soon as you peel them apart, they're a joke.
So they're now admitting they're basically dummy bombs. And so this fits into the narrative that all these top Democrats get mailed this to change the narrative. The Democrats now, ladies and gentlemen, have openly come out and blamed Trump for the hoax pipe bombs. And they have come out and blamed me, and I already covered those articles earlier.
All right, that's from a clip last night. There's also clips up on InfoWars.com in the second hour of the show when former Navy SEAL, ordnance expert, best-selling author Matt Bracken of EnemiesForeignDomestic.com joined us. But now we have the former FBI assistant director, bomb plot culprit, evidence points towards being someone who's trying to get the Democratic vote out and incur sympathy. That's the M.O., that's the history. The bombs appear to be fake. That CNN, MSNBC, every bomb expert they have on says they appear to be fake. They appear to be just to create fear. So it's a bomb scare. It's a bomb scare. Most bomb attacks are bomb scares. Someone mails in a fake bomb, or they act like they're assembling a bomb to get attention and then get kicked out of school and then sue people about it. So this is what goes on over and over again. But now we've got Lou Dobbs talking about it, and we've got law enforcement officials, examiners, I think mail bombs were hoax devices. Well, Matt Bracken said that yesterday. But meanwhile, if you question that, MSNBC, CNN, NPR say you're the worst person on earth. My God, you know, even though none of these 10 devices blew up, which we're glad they didn't, but it's like throwing fake poop down at somebody at a party. It's like a gag. But don't worry, though. They're blaming us out of the gates and saying my rhetoric against Soros in Newsweek and Mother Jones and everywhere, it's my fault. But simultaneously, I need to just take the blame, and so does Matt Drudge, and so does the president. And the president says, it's the media calling for my assassination. It's the media calling for violence. So this is a mess, and I agree with Bracken that the wheels are coming off. Everything they're doing is falling apart, because here's the deal. They're not in control anymore. They're not able to stage in Oklahoma City and then control the event. They're somewhat out of power now. And as Trump is able to get more control over the Justice Department, less and less can they run a sophisticated operation. So this has really blown up in their face, but they're going ahead with it. Matt Bracken, you predicted so much of what's already unfolded. What are the latest observations, and what do you expect for them to pull next?
One thing to keep in mind is the FBI, the task force, so it's FBI, ATF, Secret Service, NYPD, they might already have a suspect and he's under intensive surveillance, because you know they're not going to arrest him the minute that they think they have the right guy. What they'd really like to do is catch him in a car with another device. You know, that would seal the case and make it a slam dunk, so that the guy would probably have to plead guilty to not get a life sentence. As opposed to going through court and him saying, it wasn't me, it was my brother. You know, he could already be under surveillance. You know, the bomb.
You think
is,
that's why the former police commissioner of New York said that he thinks they'll be busted within 2 days?
Yeah, busted, or they already know who it is within 2 days, but they may want to watch him to see who he's contacting, to see who he's calling, to see if anybody visits him before they make an arrest. So we might not know for a couple days after they know who it is. But the thing about this, that it's obviously a pseudo-bomb or a hoax bomb. You can tell because it's come out today. They were just plastic, and a plastic pipe bomb is a joke. You know, a pipe bomb works because it contains the pressure of a low power, not even explosive, but a combustible material like gunpowder, which is not truly an explosive unless it's contained. Putting it inside of a steel pipe means that it causes the gas expands, and eventually the pressure causes the steel to rupture in an explosive fashion. But doing it inside of a cardboard tube obviously wouldn't work the same way, or a PVC tube. PVC possibly to get it under the 13 ounces so that it could be dropped in mailboxes, hypothetically. But the thing is made to look like a bomb, not to act like a bomb. The little digital clock on the outside is a Hollywood touch. The purpose of a mail bomb is to have it opened when it's have it detonate when it's opened. So typically they're going to like have a string tied inside of a box. In the old days they would have the string around the box.
Sure, you can have a mouse trap. A hole. You can have something like a mouse trap foot.
Right. So the initiator would be a physical initiator that works not on a timer, you know, where it's just going to go off in a mail truck and blow up a bunch of letters. It's going to work when somebody opens the package. This is the opposite of that. All of these packages were made to look exactly the same. So once one of them was found, all of them would be found and segregated out. If this was a real bomber, each package would look different. They'd have small print. They wouldn't have, you know, the large computer-generated font that you can see across the room. You know, these were all made to be identified. You know, it's clearly a hoax meant to support the Democrats. They're calling it the MAGA bomber on liberal media. On CNN this morning, I saw the banner across the bottom said "National Manhunt for Serial Bomber." Well, this is obviously BS because to be a bomber, something has to explode. You know, they're hunting for a serial fake bomber or hoax bomber, but they're still playing this as a bomber in liberal media.
And, you know, we asked this question, Matt, months ago with you on over and over again. I mean, people can pull the interviews up, almost every Matt Bracken interview, because you're a smart guy, and I kept saying, what are they going to pull? What are they going to pull? And we made the point. They're hyping that I'm going to cause violence, that I'm calling for violence isn't true. They're hyping that Trump's doing it, not true. They can never show a clip of it. And then I ask, what are they going to do if they want violence against themselves, but they know they're in on it? Are they going to stage some synthetic thing? I asked you that, and you said, well, I think they'll just get a crazy and shoot into a stadium, you know, arcing it in or out of a hotel again, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But now we see, now we see that it's literally like a gag at a party or something, but instead it's a mean-spirited bomb, and it's all these different targets of the liberty movement who we are politically exposing, and now this makes them get the grandstand and say, see, First Amendment causes violence, but it turns out the whole thing's a hoax. Fake bombs, it's not a bomber, they're calling it a bomber. So what does that MO mean to you about suspects and about what they're going to pull next?
Yeah, it's somebody that doesn't have the guts or the wherewithal or even own a gun. So it's somebody that went and they bought enough of the same materials. I don't know if all the bombs look like the one that we already saw. But they're going to be able to say, you know, who bought that type of PVC? Who bought those digital clocks? It's unlikely that somebody in their house would have 9 old digital clocks that they could hook up. So if somebody went out and bought, you know, off of eBay 9 digital clocks, the FBI already knows who they are. And the same thing with the PVC, although that's a little bit more generic. I'm not sure what's on the end. I thought for a while
that
was galvanizing.
The big thing is this was not mailed through the mail, and so they're going to be able to find out who delivered this. So whoever did this was reckless and a complete moron.
Right, and somebody in a pro-Antifa guy, some Bill Ayers type, might have urged one of the real morons to do this and either convince them that they wouldn't be caught or to take one for the team. You'll be famous. It's hard to figure out until they catch the guy. But I agree with Candace Owens. 99%, this is a leftist doing a false flag against the conservatives.
And I agree with that. And Antifa is so stupid and so degenerate and allowed to call for violence all over Twitter by Jack Dorsey, who probably is an Antifa member. He probably is out there on the crap-filled streets of San Francisco on shelf in skinny jeans. He looks like a meth head, so he probably is, but he protects Antifa. When will they get smart enough to have someone take one for the team, hate to give them ideas, and actually say they're a right-wing Trump supporter? That's next-level pawn sacrifice if they figure it out. And the question is, are they preparing to roll out the person that knew they would be caught in pawn sacrifice to blame myself, Trump, and others? We'll be right back to talk about the next level of this with Matt Bracken and what he thinks the Democrats might pull next, straight ahead on the other side of this break. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is the most censored, the most demonized, the most lied about broadcast in the world for a good reason. We know what we're talking about. We have the guests on that are experts who've been proven right over and over again. Our job is easy. Just do research, tell the truth, be honest, but be fearless. And that's why InfoWars is on over 250 radio stations, over 350 TV stations, over 100 cable stations and growing. So, yes, they blocked us on social media. And that hurts our outreach, but you, with your email and with word of mouth, have taken it over the top. And I'm not bragging. It's very buoying, though, to go to the Trump rally in Houston, and 90% of people came up yelling and screaming and hugging me of every race, color, and creed, and thanking me. I was thanking them. These are my brothers and sisters. And I wasn't doing it to virtue signal, but when families of black folks were coming over, and I just couldn't help when they wanted to hug me, hugging them and everything, because it was so good to break the will of the globalist and how they want to turn us against each other. So very exciting things. Now, we're having some positive stuff go on, but I want to ask Matt again. Everything the globalists are doing is falling apart, but they're not going to give up. That's the one thing, is the tenacity of Hillary and others. She's planning to still run. I told you that first. It's now confirmed. I mean, she's crazy. That may change, but currently she's planning. They're telling Democrats, just don't even try. I'm going to get it. So with all these bad things happening to them, what are they planning to do next? Well, I think it's plunge the stock market, plunge U.S. Treasuries, which China and the EU are openly trying to do with the Federal Reserve. What does the president do? I think it's time for him to go after the private run for private Federal Reserve and use his real power through Congress to put pressure on them to stop the interest rate hikes. They've already had 8 of them, and to stop announcing, they say, 5 more at least the next year, and you know, to signal, hey, you've done enough, because clearly they're trying to kill this market. We'll get Matt Bragg's take on that, but first let me give you the big news. Megyn Kelly is out at NBC just 48 hours after blackface scandal, may walk away with $69 million in payout from her 5-year contract. This woman is a corrupt lawyer, in my view, a liar. I told her I believe Sandy Hook happened. She edited the tape where it didn't look like that. And I'll just let everybody know that she's obviously going to get litigated against in this whole Sandy Hook thing out of Connecticut. So you wait till the jury and everybody sees that and the deception. And we've got not much more time to follow on her. But I just want to remind, well, I'm going to get to that, because you know, she really is amazing. And here's the thing. She made the point that if it's Halloween, I mean, like Tropic Thunder, you know, you got a white guy playing a black guy, or vice versa. The idea that you're being racist, it's all the intention. I actually agree with her on that statement, but here's the point. They use that to get rid of her, just like they use sexual harassment they covered up forever to get rid of all those other people at NBC. And they get rid of people at CBS. So it's just funny to see her destroyed in the jaws of her own political correctness, where they eat their own. But the false flag, all of it, is to distract from the economy, to distract from the Democrats pushing for that, to distract from the caravan. Do you agree with that, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, ordnance expert, best-selling author, folks who joined us, enemiesfarandomestic.com? Do you agree with what I just said? And then at gut level, instinct level, your sources, 12 days out, let's not get too cocky here. What else should we be worried about?
Just a comment on Megyn Kelly. I can relate that also to what's happening with Curt Schilling. You know, he was the 2004 Red Sox World Series hero, and for PC reasons, he's disinvited because he's considered Islamophobic for posting a cartoon on social media. So he's being unpersoned by his own organization, the Red Sox. However, more and more people are seeing this as the loony left going further and further out towards, you know, crazy PC world. And I think that more and more moderate liberals are peeling away and getting red-pilled by this. So I'm hopeful that while their craziness is cranking up in intensity, they're losing membership. And we might see that reflected in the midterms. But as far as what we're going to see next, I think that the bomb hoax is going to be a fizzle, especially if it turns out to be a liberal doing a false flag.
No, I agree. And my fear is they're going to go from fake to real. But what do you think about my point? They don't have command and control anymore. That's why they're going with hoaxes.
That's all they've got. Now, at a much bigger level, we've seen Soros, over decades, willing to crash economies, trash currencies, to destabilize countries.
Well, he's always had a hard-on for the U.S.
Well, we're the main enemy. We're the main enemy. The globalists cannot permit to exist any successful, affluent nations. They need to bring every successful nation down to the median, which will be incompetent, balkanized, tribal, low IQ,
serfs.
Unsuccessful serfs, and then they'll be the elite masters of all. And they have to get rid of the good examples. That's why Sweden, Germany, America are primary targets in this. But I think that people are seeing it for what it is, and that's I think a lot thanks to InfoWars and Matt Drudge, a few others. My first novel that I wrote in 2003. Excuse me. It starts with a false flag. It's a false flag novel. And in that one, the shooter that is allegedly shoots into a football stadium is a deranged, semi-nuts homeless veteran, and he's shot by the SWAT team. So he can't, defend himself. The clues are all left in his trailer. He didn't do the shooting, but he's set up to be the shooter. So it could possibly be that when they find the bomber, it's at the end of a chase and a shootout in a fiery crash. And inside of the car, will be some right winger. Can't rule that out. Just want to put it out there.
Well, that's exactly, everybody knows that. It's like the shooter with Mark Wahlberg is a very real type scenario.
Right. Yeah, Point of Impact by Stephen Hunter was the novel. The novel's a lot better than the movie, actually. They would like to do that, but I don't think it's really possible. I just put it out as a hypothesis in case that does happen. If the guy is killed in a shootout and his body is burned, I won't accept that he really was the right
winner. Well, I'll say this. It may have just been low-level Antifa getting with the false flag narrative out of New York and doing it. Even a certain professor I think of, we're not going to show him. And I'm just saying that's kind of the MO of these people. And then now the globalists can't help but jump on it to use it. But then if it turns out to be a patsy false flag, whoever did this, I think is in danger, not from us, but from the globalists who now have gone with the narrative and are going to try to find out who it is. And before the FBI can get to them, kill them.
Definitely. And plant more right wing material on them. And let's not forget about the caravan. The caravan's only on the back burner. But as they more and more of them get put on in buses and on flatbed trucks, their goal is to get to the border before the midterms. No mistake about that. And it won't take all 14 or 20,000, just a couple thousand, mostly, as many women and children as possible, storming the border in a visible place so that our troops are tear gassing them.
New Kent State, and then we have a civil emergency, and then Antifa has their excuse to start burning buildings and trying to trigger African-Americans having riots, which we know from Alexander Soros' own group. The plan is to get blacks to riot.
That's going to work with the caravan. That won't work with the caravan.
No,
blacks
I agree.
Are against it, too.
Well, let's talk more about the caravan when we come back. I'm going to give the number out for law enforcement and former military with expertise at EOD, unscreened, as long as you're calling in on the subject. Tell us what you think about this. Tell us what you think as experts, only law enforcement and EOD military personnel. Straight ahead, I'll give the number out. Stand by.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, CNN famously, a whole bunch of times, would put under me KKK leader. But then they were doing a promo for another show coming up. But they would put it up like it was me. And they've done it again. Search intensifies, manhunt for serial bomber going after Trump's targets. So if Trump says to the news, saying we want to kill the president, he's a Nazi, we want to overthrow him, and then he says you're liars, you're fake news, well then, if somebody mails a or delivers a fake bomb to them, oh, they're just these poor little victims. This is insanely, insanely obvious and ridiculous. So did the false flag, I think it's fair to say that, everybody from Lou Dobbs, the former deputy director of the FBI, to, you know, you name it, are coming out and saying that. Where do they go next? We'll talk to Matt Bracken for one more segment. And then we have former head of CIA psychological operations, State Department operations. He doesn't want me to even say all that, but he was the former head of it. Changed the regimes of at least 9 countries. I mean, he's been in the deepest of the deep, one of the co-founders of Delta Force. He's a psychiatrist, a lot of other stuff. Dr. Steve Pachinik, very interesting guy, is going to be joining us coming up last 30 minutes of the next hour. That's as soon as he can get back to his house to give his take. I don't even know his take yet, but it's always interesting on this. I've got a sneaking suspicion what it's going to be and the type of psychological boobs that he thinks are behind it. We'll look at all that. But I want to, in the next segment, and then for a few seconds before he joins us, you don't have to worry, I'll get to your calls quickly because it's just going to be law enforcement, EOD, former military EOD, people specifically. I'm not going to say who you are or even where you're calling from if you don't want, but just your take. Because you've got all these other EOD experts, even on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they can't get them to lie. And they're like, this is plastic. It doesn't have caps on it. There's wires on both ends. They have stickers on. They weren't meant to blow up. This is psychological. And then we go, we already said that. They're like, how dare you say bombing isn't real? I'm worried whoever's doing this might mail a real bomb to some innocent mail carrier and blow up somebody to say, see, somebody's dead. I think the fact that this has been such a hoax, they may kill somebody to just give it that stinky aftertaste to try to sting us, making the point this is fake. That's kind of a gut-level deal. I hate to give them ideas, but I've just got to put this out. We'll get Matt Bracken's take on that in a minute. But first, I say this, and I say this, and I say this, and I just want to slow down on all the things we talk about. And remember, we're being shut down, and we're being blocked, and they're trying to attack us because we're telling the truth and we're effective. And without you listening on radio, watching on TV, watching on the internet, looking at Infowars.com, Newswars.com, without you, we're nothing. So I haven't always, you know, just said you're the resistance to make you feel good. You are the resistance to the globalists. They call themselves the resistance. We haven't taken the whole country back. We haven't defeated globalism. We're still just the resistance. Believe me, when we're not, and I say, well, we've basically defeated the globalists, but there's pockets of them, I've got to then say, we've got to be tolerant, we've got to be open, we're now in power. We're not in power. We don't control the media, we don't control the big banks, the foreign corporations, the Chi-Coms. We have limited control of the executive and the legislative and now the judiciary, but only because it got so obvious and so bad that people trained the Soros of this country finally said, okay, we've got to actually shot the Democrats that are cancer and cut them out. And it's still not clear whether we're going to survive the surgery as a country. So we're in a massive 100-hour operation here. And our heart rate came back a little bit. And so they're trying to pile on plunging the stock market to kill us. So those interviews with Matt Bracken yesterday laying out how the bombs are fake. Now it's all confirmed. Those are gold. The articles that Paul Watson's written, that I've written, that others have put out, that Kit Daniels and Don Salazar and Jamie White and the rest of the crew, get them out. And they censor news, InfoWars a lot. NewsWars is the one to get out. It's not as censored. We're going to start launching more sites, too, so they've got to ban each one, and then a month later there's a new one. The tactics we're going to use, but NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com. Word of mouth, though, now, people are more ready to listen to InfoWars than ever. Hey, you've heard of InfoWars. Yeah, it's all over the news. It's evil. Well, why don't you find out what it's actually saying? Because it's forbidden. It's verboten. Infowars.com/show. You are the ambassadors. You are the brain. You are the heart. You are the will. You are the entire system of resistance. So do that, please. And don't forget, we've got to end the super sale. We did get a new process, payment processor, so we've got a backup. They've targeted 6 of them, got rid of 5. That was really scary. So I said we're going to sell all our products, all the great supplements, all the everything at 50% off and free shipping. The Christmas sales, the Black Friday sales, all of them were rolled into one. And now we've been successful at a lot of the inventory that was meant for those sales being gone. So it means the other sales coming up will still be decent, but not as big and not as widespread. So get your products today. whether it's Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, it's so great, or Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, or Vitamineral Fusion, or Knockout, or Real Red Pill Plus, or Silver Bullet. It's all 50% off. A lot of these are lost leaders at that price. Sign up for AutoShip, an additional 10% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and the sales will end by Sunday. I've got new specials on Monday that are really good, but they're going to be limited. So this is the new special, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Matt, thanks for holding during that. The toll-free number for law enforcement, military experts on things like that to be able to call in on is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539 on what they think about the bomb. What they think about all these bombs, what they think about the timing, the motive, and so much more. 877-789-2539. But Matt, in the time we have left, thanks for coming on with us. What are you really worried about? Now that they're cornered rats, I agree with you. What are they going to pull next?
Well, I've got a few more things about the bomb that just occurred to me. By showing the addresses, the big labels, the fonts, they've made it very easy for copycats. They've basically provided something that will look like it came from this bomber that anybody can generate at home and send from anywhere. So they're kind of encouraging copycats that way. I think it was a mistake to show so much right off the bat. That picture, I think, gave away too much information. It just helps copycats. That actual hoax bomb there with the wires at each end and the fact that it was PVC and had no black powder tells me that it's not somebody even capable of making a real bomb like you suggested, you know, to show that they're serious. I don't think that the person that made that could make a real bomb, or they would have packed black powder in it, even with no initiation method, just so that it would be reported that they had black powder, an explosive potential. The way they are, they had no explosive potential. If somebody was really trying to make an effective hoax, they would have put black powder into them, even with no ability to detonate them. So I think that they are encouraging copycats, and we could potentially see a real bomb, but it won't be from this bomber, not this time. This bomber's done, and I think they'll be arrested.
And so if it was just somebody responding, like you said, to the political pheromones to do this to false flag Republicans, how embarrassing will that be to the Democrats?
It'll be devastating if it turns out to be a left-winger. But on the other hand, you know, if it's a more elaborate plot than we know, and they've got some patsy stashed away to die in a SWAT shootout, then who knows? But I don't think that's very likely. I think that's very unlikely.
What about the economic angle? I mean, the Federal Reserve admits they're trying to, quote, make the economy stop overheating. When it's far from overheating, we're trying to recover.
I don't think that they can do anything in this time frame. I don't think that there's some button they could push without really giving away their game, you know, with big moves in the stock market, bond market. But, you know, this is a reminder. Anybody on watching InfoWars that has not read Griffin's Creature from Creature from Jekyll Island, it's must reading. If you want to understand the economy of our country, you have to read Creature from Jekyll Island.
Got to get rid of that private Federal Reserve. We'll talk about the stock market crash, take your phone calls, and more straight ahead. Thank you, Matt Bracken. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks.
EnemiesForeignDomestic.com is a great site. Ours is NewsWars.com. Spread those links.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong, but sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always.
So we're in an information war, and you've got 10 Democrats who keep saying Republicans are going to kill them, I'm going to kill them, Trump's going to kill them, while they're calling for violence against us, suddenly getting sent these dummy bombs. And you've got all these different law enforcement groups and EOD specialists saying they appear to be fake or not effective bombs. So why would somebody mail something like this? And you've got the former assistant deputy director of the FBI going on Fox News saying culprit could be someone who is trying to get Democratic vote out to incur sympathy. Well, yeah, you got the motive. It's all there. So what happens next? So I wanted to open the phones up for people that have worked in law enforcement or the military in and around ordnance and the bomb squad and the EOD. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. We're not screening your calls, just that you say you're law enforcement or current law or former military. Because I've got a lot of guys I talk to that are current or former, and they obviously can't come on air with their names who they are. So instead, we'll just open the phones up, and it's always informative. And we'll do that right now with Steve, Spencer, Jeff, Devon, and others. Now let's go ahead and go to Spencer first in North Carolina. It says they're former EOD. Those are the folks that handle ordnance and its disposal. and with the Marine Corps. So, formerly with the Marine Corps. So, what do you think about all this?
Well, I believe basically what you're saying is true as far as the reason behind it. Well, when I was in the Marine Corps, I specialized in IEDs. And to a trained eye, you can tell just by looking at these devices.
And slow down, because a lot of folks aren't an improvised explosive device expert like you. Yeah. So walk us through that.
Yeah, so, you know, there's four basic parts to an IED. And it just looks like these pictures. They look fake. They look juvenile. They're definitely JV. They don't look like they were made to go off. They're just... It looks like they're made to be obviously spotted. There's, like, no doubt.
And so, because from your experience, they try to bury IEDs or put it in a milk carton or make it look like garbage or look like an old tire. But instead, the packages, all of it's meant to stand out.
Exactly. You would never build it like that if you really wanted it to design as functioned or function as designed. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. This was definitely a cry for attention.
What about the fact that it's thin plastic? Now they're saying probably not even PVC, with no caps, with some glass, and they're not even sure it even had black powder in it. I mean, a lot of experts are saying this wouldn't even probably detonate or do anything.
No, I mean, it doesn't look like it. And the thing, yeah, you wouldn't want to use PVC or something like that. You would want for there to be a lot of pressure inside so that the overpressure creates the biggest blast possible. So, yeah, so to put it inside of something soft like that doesn't make any sense.
You know, if the Democrats are this pathetic now because they did all this pre-hype, and I'm asking your opinion, you're a smart guy, because different angles are important. They hyped that Trump and I are going to get him killed and we're going to bomb him and shoot him, and then lie and say that we're calling for bombing and shooting all over the news. And so I go, 2 + 2 = clearly they're going to say something and blame me. But then 14 days out, we're now 12 days out, this ham-fisted idiocy, the whole media jumps on it. They're foaming at the mouth. It's so obvious they're trying to pander for sympathy. So is this what Hillary is reduced to? Because she's still in charge of the Democrats. So I would, you know, defer that she's probably, or infer, that she's in charge. What's your take on that? Because, A, there's so much forensic evidence this is going to lead back to somebody. Is it a patsy they're setting up? Or why is this so badly done?
Yeah, I mean, I believe it's either a patsy, or whether they're wittingly involved or they were lied to and tricked into it. But, I mean, I don't really think the Democrats have stooped to any level. I think they've always been this low of a level. They're just revealing it now.
Oh, I totally forgot. I should have covered this 2 segments ago. Oh, my God, it was huge breaking news. The creepy porn lawyer and the lady he represented, the Senate has referred them for criminal investigation for perjury and lying to federal law enforcement. So I should have covered that. I'm sorry. It's here in my innumerable stack. So we'll cover that when we start the next hour briefly. But continue with calls. Thank you so much. Anything else, Spencer?
I this is off topic, but I wanted to see what your thoughts were on the Gitmo situation that being built up, and what do you think it's actually going to be used for?
Well, I want to be clear. I like due process, and I think that setting those camps up and shipping people to them. A lot of times under Obama, it became a training camp for double agents, and that's been confirmed. Trump is expanding it to put military combatants in, and I'd like to see more transparency, but the fact that they are going after ISIS and Al-Qaeda is a good thing, because Trump is really trying to mop it up. Back when the CIA and the leftists were running the groups, I'm against them having it as a training camp, with the CIA base that's on it and the rest of it, where they were really practicing mind control and social engineering and trying to create triple, double agents. But if it's used as a place where they hold people for trials, then I support it. But, I mean, I think, you know, as far as that goes, these people can be held at U.S. military bases overseas as well. But I think it should be transparent.
So you think it's getting prepped for some of the high-level demons?
You know, we always hear that, and I want to believe the Q folks. But then, you know, whoever the Q people are, they say I'm a bad guy. So it really makes it hard to gauge or believe. But these folks know what we want to hear. I really think that if Hillary and Soros and others get indicted, they should have the regular jury trial or regular. There's plenty of evidence to put them in prison. So you know, this whole thing about shipping them to Gitmo just really seems to be cannon fodder to get a lot of folks excited and thinking that it's all about to be fixed overnight. What do you think?
I'm hoping it's really being set up for that, but it's just so hard to see what these people are doing. Because I know I heard about the sealed indictments, and I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it.
Trump is really pissed at the Justice Department sitting on their butt. And so you hear about these sealed indictments and all the rest of it. And again, it's like fortune cookies or lottery tickets. People want it to be true. And I just don't think that is the case. All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call. That doesn't mean Trump isn't going to try to lock them up. After all, we have the Hillary shirt, Hillary for prison. And we want them to pay. It's just that Trump's doing everything very, very transparently because he's under the gun. And so I just really don't put a lot of stock in that stuff. But we'll see. Thank you. Okay, Steve in Indiana, then Jeff and Devin and others. Steve in Indiana, former Air Force EOD, ordnance disposal. What is your take on this?
Well, Alex, I started hearing this. I was getting alerts on my phone. And as soon as I started seeing the alerts, and it was very, very, the very beginnings of it, they didn't even know what they had yet. And I was thinking back to what you said a couple of weeks ago, how they were going to start setting you guys up. You know, they were already softening the ground, and I didn't even have to see these things to know that it was going to be amateur hour, and it totally is. These things look so fake. It's absolutely astounding that they even put those things out there.
But it's like Balazi Ford. How fake does that bug-eyed demon look? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
It's just, I don't even know what they're thinking. It's like we're dealing with retards. I don't know what is going on, but it's so transparent. I mean, anybody that's ever dealt with any kind of improvised explosive device would look at that. That is not anything that you would ever use in any situation. It was so ridiculous that when I actually saw pictures of it, I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, that's somebody that professionally dealt with bombs. Tell us, what you see about these devices.
First off, it was mailed through the mail, like I can't remember the guy's name that you have on, the former SEAL.
He's Matt Bracken. Correct.
You do this, yeah, Matt Bracken. You do this so that when somebody opens it, it makes contact, or it, something like you were saying, like a mousetrap type of device, like a cock striker. Something like that would happen. Most likely it'd be like if you had two pieces of aluminum foil, you'd slide it apart, it'd break contact or it would make contact, and then it would go off. You're not going to put a clock on there. Why would you put a clock on there? That's ridiculous. It was absolutely ludicrous. That whole thing is so ridiculous. It's funny. It's not even...
Steven, the third hour is about to start. Any other points you want to add, or are you ready to go?
No, I'm good. That's all I want.
God bless you, Steve. Great points. All right. Jeff, Devin, T-Man, and others, your calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Whatever you do, spread those live links.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits,